الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله أصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Harf jar?
Ism
majrur. MashaAllah. Harf jar?
Ism
majrur. MashaAllah. Now, brothers and sisters, we are doing a darsul hadi wa li shuruna. What is the title? Madrasati. How many words are there? Two words, yeah. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Sahi? Now, whenever you see two words, you got to figure out what they are. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. My school. Or school of mine, if you want to use of. But then, this is something like we did in lesson 11. What was our lesson 11? Baiti. Remember? Aza baiti. Baiti amam al masjidi, baiti jamilun, fihi hadikatun saghiratun. You understand, brother and sister? Okay. Now, same way, we have now madrasati, my school. But then, in this, we will be using extra things, you know, like kulu jama muannas, and we will be using numbers and everything. Okay, brother? Hadihi madrasati. What is the translation? This is my school. Okay. See, now you are understanding it, brother. What is hadihi? Mubtada. Where is our khabar? Madrasatu. Wahua mudaf. And ya mutakallim? Mudaf. Hiya. Okay. Hiya. It is karibatun. Why karibatun and not karibun? Because mubtada is feminine. The khabar has to be feminine. That's the reason. So you got to be watchful. Mubtada and khabar, they agree. In gender and in numbers. Okay? Fine. Hiya karibatun. Karibatun is your khabar. Min al masjidi jar majrur. Hiya madrasatun. Kabiratun. What is kabiratun? The naat must also agree with manut. If the manut is muannas, the naat is. I got the idea? You remember? Naat, manut agree in four aspects. They agree in gender. They agree in number. They agree in case ending. When I say case ending, what do I mean? In our funny way? Dundandin. Are you with me? When I say case ending, it means dundandin. Are you with me? They agree. And also they agree in definiteness and indefiniteness. So these are the four things we must always remember. The relation between naat and manut. So madrasatun, the naat will be kabiratun. Sahi? Put a full stop, brother. Because we want to make short sentences. And Dr. Abdurrahim, in book 1, uses very short sentences. Laha thalathatu abwabin. So our numbers came now. Thalathatu. Why thalathatu and not thalathu? Because ma'dud. What will you say? Ma'dud is muzakkar. Ma'dud means thing counted. Just, we, you know, you see, our vocabs of Arabic terminology should also increase. Ma'dud means thing counted. Adad, number. Very good. Laha, what can laha be? Jar, majrur, shibu, jumla, khabar. Okay. Where is our mubtada? Thalathatu, only thalathatu. Wa huwa mudaf and abwabin. Mudafilihi, yeah? Alhamdulillah. Now, brother, abwabuha maftuhatun al-ana. What is abu abuha? How many words are there? Two. What are they? Mudaf mudafili. So abu abu is our mubtada. Wahua mudaf. And then ha mudafilihi. Brother, maftuhatun. Why not maftuhun? Maftuhatun. Kullu jama muhannas. Abu abun is a jama. Remember, jama of gair akil. Will be treated as a singular muannas. What did I say? Jama of the things and animals and concepts. They will be treated as if they were singular muannas. So that's why this sentence, kullu jama'in muannasun, this is a complete sentence. Every jama is a muannas. Kullu مبتدا وهو مضاف جمعين مضاف إليه مؤنث is the خبر. So this sentence should always be, you know, in our mind, ready to take advantage of it. كل جمعين مؤنث. Very good, brother. So أبوابها مفتوحة. Now if you say أبوابها مفتوحون or مفتوحون, then it will all be wrong. It has to be maftuhatun. Because we are treating abwabu as if it was a singular muannas. Only its treatment. Okay? It is still plural, brother. Al-ana. What is al-ana? Al-ana. Zarfu zaman. You have to remember two things, brother. If it is zarf, then we will say zarfu zaman or Zarfo makan. Zarfo zaman, adverb of time or adverb of place, inshallah. We got it, brother. We come to, so far are we going fast? No. Why? Because now we are understanding it. That is the reason, brother. Fil madrasati. What is fil madrasati? Char majur shibu jumla. What is the meaning of? In the school. What is in the school, brother and sister? Fusulun. Fusulun. What is fusulun? Jama of faslun. Classrooms. Okay? Kulu jama muannas. So, fusulun kathiratun. What is kathiratun, brother? Naat. You got the idea? Naat. Fusulun kathiratun. In the school, there are many classrooms. How will you translate? There are many classrooms in the school. Okay, brothers and sisters? Hada. What is the next word? Fasa. Why will you make it Lina, brother? Do you like Sister Lina? Fasloon. Are you with me? You don't mind making my jokes. He said, Lina. I said, do you like Sister Lina? Haza fasluna. Because there is nothing there. So if haza is mubtada, where is our khabar? Faslu. Wa huwa mudaf. Na mudafli. This is our classroom. What is it? This is our classroom. Wahua faslun vasiun. See, no vowel signs. We got to understand ourselves now. Wahua, vowel is ataf. Huwa mubtada. Where is the khabar? Faslun. And what is vasiun? Naat. It matches. You got the idea? Inshallah. Sister Naima, wahua faslun vasiun. Hada fasluna. This is our classroom. Wahua faslun vasiun. And it's a very spacious classroom. Spacious. Vasiun is spacious. Fihi nafidatani kabiratani. See, this is the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim. How beautifully he brings duals. He will bring numbers. He will bring nath manut. Fihi jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Where is our mubtada, sister Arifa? Nafizatani. And what is Kabiratani doing here? It's a naat. MashaAllah. See, now things are becoming more clear to you. Nafizatani, it's Mubtada. Mubtada has to be Marfu. Do you think Nafizatani is Marfu? What is the sign of its being Marfu? Alif. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very good. Kabiratani, same, it's Marfu. It's a naat. It matches. Wafihi makatibu wa karasiyu. What is fihi? Jar majur shubu jumla khabar. Where is our Mubtada sister Aisha? Makatibu. And what is after that? Ataf. And what is karasiyu? Mautufun ala makatibu. Are you with me? Mautufun ala makatibu. Sahih? Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Inshallah. Now, brother, here is makatibu. It's a plural. What is singular?
Maktabun.
And karasiyu. What is karasiyu? Plural. Kursiyun. Now, they come on a special pattern. And this pattern will come to us all the time. And we have to remember it, brother. What is the pattern? Mafa. Ilu, and the other pattern will be Mafa Ilu. Do you see I put a single Dhamma there? What does it tell you? It is a diptote. Who said diptote? MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Aisha, you did well. It is a diptote. Remember that. If you see a single Dhamma, it is a diptote. What is the meaning of diptote? Today we will learn the Arabic terminology of diptote. And what is that, brothers and sisters? Diptote is called diptote is called Al-Mamnu min as-sarf. What is Mamnu? Forbidden. Prevented. From declension. Brother, I will, in my own, you know, mind, I always felt Mamnu min as-sarf means it's a partial declension. What is it? Partial declension. Not fully declension. Fully declension, the terminology is Mu'arabun. We will learn, inshallah. And partial declension is Mamnu minas sarfi. Means it declined and then it stopped. Zainabu, Zainaba, Zainaba. Okay. Similarly, Mafa'ilu, Mafa'ila, and then Mafa'ila. If it is Majroor, it will still be mafa'ila. Are you with me? So, makatibu, makatiba, and then makatiba. Okay, brother and sister? Karasiyu, karasiya, and then again, karasiya. Because it is diptote. Because it is al-mamnu min as-sarf. Mamnu means forbidden. Okay, brothers and sisters. Wafihi jar majrur shubu jumla khabar saburatun kabiratun. There is a big blackboard. So kabiratun is your naat. Saburatun is your mubtada. Haza maktabul mudarrisi. Okay? Maktabul mudarrisi. What is maktabul mudarrisi? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay? So, haza, mubtada, where is our khabar? Maktabu. Wahua, mudaf, and mudaf ilayhi. Wa zaka. But zaka means zalika. Same thing. Zaka and zalika, same thing. Zaka, Kursiyuhu. What is Kursiyuhu? What kind of a compound is this, Sister Fatima? Kursiyuhu. Mudaf, mudafili. Remember that. Mudaf, mudafili. So Zaka is your Mubtada. Where is your Khabar, Sister Fatima? Your Khabar is Kursiyuhu. What will be your Khabar? Kursiyu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then who? Mudafilehi. Inshallah. Watilka. Father, we said Zaka and we said Tilka. Why we said Tilka? Tilka makatibu tullabi. Why we said Tilka? Kullu jama' mu'anas. Kullu jama' mu'anas. So Tilka is your mubtada. Where is your khabar? Makatibu wa huwa mudaf. And then tullabi mudaf ilayhi. And we will say, those are the desks of the students. Those are the desks of the students. Fine, brother and sister. But then again we have Tilka makatibul tullabi wa karasiyuhum. What is karasiyu? Wow came. So what is karasiyu? Ma'tufun ala makatibu. It will be ma'tufun ala makatibu. Wa huwa mudaf. And whom? Mudafili. Yeah? Very clear. Huh? That is why I said earlier, if our understanding of mudaf mudafili is very strong, things become very easy, brother. Huh? Very easy. Maktabul mudarrisi kabirun. See the beauty of the sentences. In every sentence, Dr. Abdurrahim gives us singular, and then it gives us plural, so that we can differentiate between them, how the Nath Manut are coming along. Maktabul mudarrisi kabirun. What is maktabu? Mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi. And what is kabirun? Khabar. The same thing now, watch. Wa makatibu. Now again, makatibu is brother, jama. Okay. Makatibut tullabi. So what is makatibu? Mubtada you can say here. Wa huwa mudaf. Tullabi mudaf. Now what is the next one? Sagiratun. But why sagiratun, brother? Because kullu jama mu'annas. Kullu jama mu'annas. So, our mubtada was makatibu. And then the khabar became singular mu'annas. Alhamdulillah. Fi faslina. Are you with me? Fi faslina. Okay. How many words are there? Three. Fi fasli. And na. Sister Naima, you have a question? Ji? Makatibu tullabi. What is makatibu tullabi? Compound? Makatibu tullabi. Mudah, mudah ilahi. Makatibu tullabi, the desks of the students are small. Sagir is small. But then sagiratun, why did you use sagiratun? Why not sagirun? Because makatib is mudakkar. Because it is plural. So what do we do with plurals? Because if they are plurals of gharakil, we treat them as muannas singular. Kullu jama muannas. That is why we treated makatibu as if it was a singular muannas. So it became sagira tun. This concept should be very clear, inshallah. Yes, Brother Abdul Samad? Karasiyuhum. See, watilka. But tilka is your mubtada. So where is your khabar? Makatibu tullabi. And those are the students' desks. And their chairs. And their chairs. Okay, got the idea? That is why we say karasiyuhum. معطوف على مكاتب. ها ان شاء الله في فصلنا بدل ورث في فصلنا في فصلي جار مجرور شبو جمله خبر في فصلي جار مجرور شبو جمله خبر اوكي بدل انا مضاف اليه وير از اور مبتدا اشرتو اشرتو از جو مبتدا وهو مضاف ان طلاب is your مضاف إليه. وهم and أطف هم مبتدا من بلاد جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر and what is مختلفة نات. Are you with me? Fine brother. After that everything is halwa puri. We are going back to lesson one now. What is it? هذا محمد هذا خالد. What is this brother? This is lesson number one now. مبتدا خبر. هذا محمد. This is محمد. Okay. What about him? وهو من الياباني. Lesson number four. We studied all that in lesson number four. هو من الهندي. هو من الياباني. هو من الصيني. So it's very simple. هذا محمد مبتدا خبر. وهو هو مبتدا. Where is our خبر? من الياباني. وهذا خالد. And this is Khalid. وهو من الصيني. And he is from? وهذا أحمد. What is it? أحمد. It is diptor. So it will be أحمد. أحمد. And again, أحمد. Watch for it. See now, this is the end of the book. The final lessons are diptors. To make us understand, ممنوع من الصرف. Dr. Abdurrahim wants us to learn now the concept of ممنوع من الصرف in detail. وَهَذَا أَحْمَدُ وَهُمْ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. Okay. وَهَذَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. What is إِبْرَاهِيمُ? Diptot. وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَا. This is from Africa. وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ. Diptot. هُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَا. وهذا يوسف. What is يوسف? Diptot. هو من إنكلترا. وهذا بيرم. Also diptot. هو من تركيا. وهذا عمار. Is it diptot? No. It has got تنوين. هو من ماليزيا. وهذا علي. وهو من أمريكا. وهذا أبو بكر. What is أبو بكر? مضاف مضاف إليه. وهم من يوغوسلافيا. يوغوسلافيا. Okay, brother and sister. Now it's a very beautiful sentence. Very, very beautiful sentence. Come. هم من بلاد مختلفة. Is it easy to translate? They are from different countries. مختلفة. هم مبتدا. Where is our خبر? من بلادن. جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر. And مختلفتن is the نعت. Very good. Now واو came عطف. Now look at this brother. لغاتهم. What is it? لغاتهم. لغتن جمع لغاتن. لغاتهم. What is the translation لغاتهم? Their languages. Their languages. لغاتهم. Where is our مبتدا? لغات is our مبتدا. وهو مضاف and مضاف إليه. لغاتهم. Brother, and the خبر is singular. Why singular, brother? كل جمع مؤنث. See how beautiful it is. Now we can understand. لغاتهم مختلفة. Their languages are different. And what is the next one? Alwanuhum. Colors. What is singular? Lawnun. What is the singular, brothers and sisters? Lawnun. Lawnun. Okay, color. And what is the jama? Alwanun. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, Alwanuhum, what will be alwanuhum? Mubtada, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, mukhtalifatun. Okay? Now if you really want, you can also say, waw ataf, alwanu, ma'tufun ala, lughat. You want to say, I want to separate them. Short sentences.
Alwanu or alwanun?
Alwanun. Because it is not on this pattern. No? Huh? This is like abnaun.
Okay.
Aklamun. Got the idea?
Right.
Inshallah. Mukhtalifatun. Okay. Walakin. What is lakin? But. Dinuhum wahidun. But. B-U-T. You say in the Urdu lakin. What lakin jo hai? Lakin hai. No, no, no. We are going to study it. We are going to study in our book 2, inshallah. Lakin, deenuhum. What is deenu? Two words. What are they? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So deenu is our muftada. Wahua mudaf. And hum? Mudaf ilayhi. Okay, what about deenuhum? Wahidun. This is your khabar. Huh? Dinuhum wahidun. Wa rabbuhum wahidun. See how beautiful it is. We as a Muslims, our colors may be different, our languages may be different, our dresses may be different, our food may be different, but our deen is one. Our Rabb is one. Our Nabi is one. Brother? So dinuhum wahidun wa rabbuhum wahidun. So rabbuhum again mudaf mudafili. Wa nabiyuhum wahidun. Nabiyuhum wahidun. Now you want, you can make it ma'tuf on dinu, or you can make it a complete sentence. Separate sentences. Are you with me? And then brother, wa qiblatuhum. Qiblatuhum. Now you see qiblatu, what is qiblatu? I know. Muftada. More than that. More than that. More than that. It is oneness. What is it? It is oneness. You see ta there. Qiblatun with ta marbuta. So qiblatuhum, now the khabar has to be oneness. So what is the khabar? Wahidatun. I want you to watch these things. You see, you must watch the khabar, how they are matching the mubtada. That is why I said so many things. When Brother Abdul Samad said this, mudaf, I said more than that. He said mubtada, I said more than that. I want you to figure out that it is oneness. So the khabar has to be now oneness. Wahidatun. Otherwise, why wahidatun would come? Before that it was wahidun, wahidun, wahidun. Now it is wahidatun because qiblatu is muannas. Hum muslimuna. Hum is mubtada. Where is our khabar? Muslimun. Now khabar is one word. It has to be marfu. Is muslimuna marfu? What is the sign of it? Mashallah, mashallah. But this knowledge, are you listening? This knowledge is the book 3 knowledge. These are the things, the lesson number 1 in book 3 will start with these things. You know, and you already have a good idea. What will happen? You will treat it like halwa puri and digest it very, very quickly, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. May Allah have mercy on all of us. We praise Him and glorify Him. And may Allah bless all of us with the knowledge of Quran and His language, inshallah. Okay. So, wal muslimuna. So, you see, muslimuna here, watch carefully. I want you to watch carefully. Hum is our mubtada. And what is hum? Damirun munfasilun. Are you with me? Damirun munfasilun. Okay. Now, if it is damirun munfasilun, is it definite or indefinite?
Definite.
Definite. Okay? It is definite. So then, Mubtada is definite. Muslimuna, is it definite, indefinite? It is indefinite because Al is not there. Are you with me? Now, hum Muslimuna. They are all Muslims. Now, that same Muslim becomes Mubtada. And see how it changed? What is it? Al Muslimuna. Now it is coming as a Mubtada. When it came as a Khabar, it was Muslimuna without Al. Now Mubtada is definite. So Al Muslimuna, and now what is Ikhwatun? Again indefinite. Muslims are brothers. Are you with me? Al Muslimuna Ikhwatun. Muslims are brothers. I'm trying to emphasize these salient features to you, you know. As much as you can absorb, brothers and sisters. But slowly, slowly, if we observe these things in the sentences, inshallah, inshallah, you won't find it difficult. Inshallah. Ikhwatun. No, ikhwatun is khabar. Muslims are brother. The golta is not muannas. Akhun, what is the jama? Ikhwatun. And ikhwanun. Akhun, what is the jama? Okay, you better write it, huh? Because this can become confusing, brother. Akhun, what is the jama? See how I am writing Hamzatu kata? Ikhwatun. Brother, this does not say that this is muannas. No. Huh? And what is the, it has got two. Ikhwanun. There are two jamas. Okay? Well, you know, it should not confuse you. There'll be times, you know. Fatan. Remember Fatyan? What is the jama of Fatan? Anybody remembers? No, Fityatun. See, Fatan? Singular. Fityatun. Now, there's a Tamarbuta. No, it's not muannas. It's just the jama. This is Muzakkar. Okay, brother. Hada Mudarrisuna. Mudarrisuna. What is Mudarrisuna? Mudaf Mudafili. Hada is our Mubtada. Where is our Khabar? Mudarrisu. Wahua Mudaf. And na? Mudafili. Ismuhu. Ismuhu. How many words are there? Two. What are they? Mudaf mudafili. So ismu is your mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf. And who? Mudafili. Where is the khabar? Ashayhu. And what is this Bilalun doing here? It is badal, my brothers. Sisters, it is our badal. Not badal, huh? Badal. Okay, mashallah, mashallah. Wa huwa min Surya. Huwa mubtada min Surya. Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me, Sister Salma?
No, I'm confused about Bilalun being a badal because if Haza is far away.
Yes, but this is another form of badal. Aina akhuki. What did I say? Aina akhuki. Where is your akhu, brother? Very akhu, akhuka, akhuki. Aina akhuki. And then, you have, hopefully you have a brother.
No.
I'm addressing wrong person. Don't worry. Say you have a brother, Muhammad.
No.
But then if you have a brother, Muhammad, then I will say, Aina akhuki, Muhammadun. So what is Muhammadun? It is a badal for akhu. If I say to you, Aina Muhammadun, you understood that I am talking about your brother. If I say, Aina Akhuki, you know I am talking about your brother. But now I say, Aina Akhuki Muhammadun. So what is Muhammadun? Badal for Akhu. Are you with me? So, Ashaykhu is our khabar. And then Bilalun is the badal for Shaykh.
Why khabar is definite?
No, it can be definite. If I say Hada Muhammadun, is Muhammadun definite or indefinite? Definite. It can come as a definite. But most of the time I said it is indefinite. Most of the time.
If this has been read like Ismuhu Bilalun Al Sheikhu, it will be easier to recognize, you know, Al Sheikhu will be a badal.
Let us don't start our own, don't try to invent your own wheel now. The wheel has been invented, we follow it. Huh? So this is more eloquent. Salim, this is more eloquent. Ismuhu ash-shaykhu Bilalun. He's the Shaykh Bilal.
What is it to remember that after Ismu Ishara, what is it?
No. Remember, after Ismu Ishara, immediately if the noun comes with Al, then that is the badal for Ismu Ishara. In this case, it's not... It will be after a noun, and you will be able to figure out. Okay, I gave you an example. If I ask you, Aina Akhuka Muhammadun? So Akhuka and then Muhammadun, what is Muhammadun? If I say Akhuka, your brother, then what is Muhammad? Muhammad is the name of your brother. So then Muhammad is Badal for Akhu. So yes. No, one second. Ismuhu, his name is, what is his name? Ashaihu. And then Bilalun. So Bilalun is the badal for Shaykh. If I say Ismuhu Bilalun, then there is no badal coming. But if I say Ismuhu Ashaihu, or if I say Ismuhu Ad-Dukturu, and then I put a name, then that name becomes badal for Duktur or a Shaykh. Sahi? It will come. We have already done it. Inshallah, it will come and we will always be pointing it out, inshallah. Yes, Brother Abdul Samad?
Just saying that to clear it, is it to understand the definition of what badal is? Or what is a badal?
Badal, substitute.
Yeah. No, I'm saying for the understanding of it is to understand what is badal, not just to say badal.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you all understand badal? Badalun. The noun is badalun. What is the meaning of badalun? Substitute. What is it? Substitute. Bhai, in Urdu mein bolte na iske badle mein. We say iske badle mein kya hai? Yani, what is the substitute for it? Okay. Fine. Inshallah, it's substitute. Okay. Fine, brothers and sisters. Hada mudarrisuna. This is our teacher. His name is Shaykh Bilal and he is from Syria. Huwa rajulun salihun. See? Naat manut. Huwa rajulun salihun. Mubtada khabar naat. Nahnun nuhibbuhu kathiran. Now again, this is a verb which there is no substitute, so Dr. Abdul Rahim has to bring this verb. Nuhibbu. We will be doing it later on. I do not want to start something now.
What is the meaning of that?
We love him. We love him very much. Brother and sisters, when you will analyze this sentence in later on, you will be amazed at the meaning, and all these things come in the Quran. This is the style which comes in the Quran. Brother. So, Nahnu is your Mubtada, and where is your Khabar? Nuhibbuhu, 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 we love him. So what is this who doing which is a damir? Okay, this is what we are learning, going to learn very soon, inshallah. You know, in the past we said, when the pronoun is attached to noun, we get mudaf-mudafili. When the pronoun is attached to preposition, we get char majrur. And when the pronoun is attached to zarf, we get zarf and mudaf. When the pronoun is attached to verb, what is it? When the pronoun is attached to verb, what do we get? That verb becomes object. Are you with me? That becomes object. What do you call that? Mafulun bihi. This is coming in lesson 5, book 2. Okay? And it is, book two is going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, Nuhibbu hu. Nuhibbu, we love. Love whom? Whom do you love? Who? So who is your mafulun? But then, don't worry, because I will explain you in detail many things, and it will become so interesting, inshallah, and so very easy. Okay, but then what is this kathiran? Is it dun, dan, din? It is dan. What is din? What is dan? Mafulun mutlak. This is mafulun mutlak. But then you will not appreciate or understand this kathiran now. But once you go deep into mafulun mutlak, you will love this concept. This is a very special concept in Arabic language. You know, it's so beautiful, brother. And it comes in the Quran all the time. So, we will do it, inshallah. So far, so good, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. When the pronoun joins, you are very clear. Huh? No garbar there. Huh? It's all very clear. Huh? Okay. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, we get zarf and mudaf ilayhi. In book two, you won't hear from me this. It is over. It is only related to book one. Huh? Okay. Ajib anil as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer the following question. Al-as'ilatu, what is al-as'ilatu? What is the singular, Sister Salma? Al-as'ilatu, su'alun, su'alun is the singular. Huh? Very good. Aina hadhihi al-madrasatu? Where is this school? What will you say? From the darsa, here, karibatun, are you see with me? Min al-masjidi. You will write it, inshallah. Okay. Yesterday I was, thinking. I always emphasize, brother, write. Do your homework, you know. So then I realized that I used to say in my different class something else, you know. I had heard this song long time ago. I only remember one thing, you know. And then I made up my own things out of it, you know. Have you heard the word jogi? Sister Maimuna, jogi? You haven't heard the word? It's a very popular word. In India, Pakistan, especially in Hindu religion, there are jogis. J-O-G-I. Jogi. These are the people who renounce the world. They got nothing to do with the world. They go in the forest and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? They don't have any concern with the world. They renounce it. But when they get hungry, what happens? Then they go from door to door and beg for food. But they don't want to work. They don't want to earn. They want to just pray. Okay, this is not allowed in Islam. We have to lead our normal life. We have to earn our bread and butter. We have to marry, have children, look after our families. But they just go in the forest and then they pray. They say. So their dresses are different. Their outlook is different. And they have a little thing, you know, and then they go from door to beg food, you know. But they are very popular in literary works and in their concept, you know. So there was this little song, you know. Ji me aata hai ke main jogi banu. What is the meaning? जी में आता है. आई फील इन माई हार्ट दैट आई मस्ट बिकम अ जोगी, यू नो, रेनाउंस द वर्ल्ड, गो इन द फॉरेस्ट एंड प्रे डे एंड नाइट, यू नो. बट देन ही रियलाइजेस, व्हाट अबाउट माई फूड? देन ही सेज, दर बदर मुझसे फिरा है जाता नहीं. I cannot go door to door and beg food. This I can't do it. So therefore, I cannot become a jogi. So I change it into my own thing, you know. Ji mein aata hai ke main Arbi seekhun. Are you with me? I feel that I must learn Arabic. Okay. जी में आता है कि मैं अरबी सीखूं. देन आई स्क्रैच माई हेड. होमवर्क मुझ से किया है जाता नहीं. व्हाट इज माई प्रॉब्लम? आई कांट डू होमवर्क. बट देन हाउ विल यू लर्न अरबी? आर यू विथ मी? जी में आता है कि मैं अरबी सीखूं, होमवर्क मुझ से किया है जाता नहीं. तो दिस इज अवर प्रॉब्लम ब्रदर. बट आई थिंक वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू बिकम लाइक दैट पर्सन. वी आर गोइंग टू डू आवर होमवर्क इंशाल्लाह. बिकॉज नो पेन नो गेन ब्रदर. वी कैन नॉट फूल आवर सेल्स. ओके ब्रदर्स, أين هذه المدرسة؟ هي قريبة من المسجد. كم بابا لها؟ So you will bring لها in the beginning. كم بابا لها؟ لها ثلاثة أبواب. Beautiful exercise with answers coming from the book, and it will give you immense pleasure, inshallah. أم مغلقة أبوابها الآن أم مفتوحة؟ Are the door closed or open? What will be your answer? أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Are you with me? All the answers are there in the book. كم نافذة في هذا الفصل؟ What will you say? Fihi nafizatani kabiratani. If you even say nafizatani, that is good enough. There are two windows. Okay. Kam taliban fi hadhal fasli. What will you say? Fihi asharatu tullabin. I hope you are following me. Is it clear? Very easy, brother. If I say easy, I really mean it. Huh? It is easy.